This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. More than 60 countries pledged about $3.4 billion in aid to help Venezuelan refugees who fled poverty, violence, and oppression at home. The funds came during a video pledging conference Tuesday set up by Canada, Norway, Spain, the European Union, and the United Nations and broadcast on YouTube. The United States pledged $200 million for Venezuelan refugees and those who are still in the country. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi told the conference that the coronavirus pandemic has made the refugees' plight even worse because job opportunities across Latin America had disappeared. About 5 million Venezuelan refugees have fled to nearby countries such as Colombia, Peru, and Chile. Many of those who remain cross the borders to buy food and other items. Despite its vast oil wealth, the Venezuelan economy is in tatters, in part because of failed socialist policies and U.S. sanctions. There are severe shortages of food, fuel, and many basic goods. Iran has defied its own U.S. sanctions to send 5 tankers loaded with gasoline and oil refinery parts to Venezuela. Minneapolis has fired 4 police officers involved in Monday's arrest of an African-American man who died after one white officer knelt on his neck. A bystander captured the scene on video, posted it on social media, and it was quickly broadcast across the country. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey tweeted that relieving the 4 officers of their jobs is the right call. The victim is George Floyd. Minneapolis police say he resembled a man who was wanted in a forgery case. They say officers acted after Floyd resisted arrest. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.